An alle Aufsichtspersonen: Verteilen Sie jetzt die Aufgabenbogen für den Prüfungsteil Hörverstehen. Die Prüfung beginnt in 2 Minuten. An die Kandidatinnen und Kandidaten: Beschriften Sie jetzt das Deckblatt des Aufgabenbogens Hörverstehen. Achtung! Lesen Sie die Aufgaben erst, wenn der englische Text beginnt. Kaufmännische Berufsmatura 2017, Englisch Serie 1. Sie können jetzt zur ersten Aufgabe gehen. This part of the examination consists of 3 different listening comprehension tasks. There will be pauses before and after each task to give you time to read the questions and to check your answers. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. In the first part of the test, you will hear part of an announcement about an airline company. As you listen, fill in the gaps 1 to 10 in the notes below. In some gaps, more than one word is necessary for a complete answer. You now have 90 seconds in which to look at task 1. Ready?
When making travel arrangements for large groups of people or particularly important clients, many companies find it convenient to charter their own plane. When you charter an aircraft, you not only hire the plane, but also the flight crew and all the in-flight services that go with it. Private Air is a company that specializes in providing this kind of service, with the choice of first class or business class service on board. There's no doubt, An exclusive aircraft can make all the difference in getting a trip off to a flying start. Long before your guests board, the account manager from Private Air will have discussed and agreed with you your choice of plane, destination, selection of magazines or newspapers, as well as your menu, including any special dietary needs. The company considers attention to detail as its principal selling point, and Private Air's cabin crews take pride in the standard of service they offer. They are attentive but discreet, and will always ensure that guests enjoy every moment of their travel experience. Among its satisfied clients, Private Air can boast government ministers, celebrities, and sports teams from all over the world. And when you enter a Private Air aircraft, you see and feel luxury and comfort all around you. Every first-class seat has an adjustable back recline, extending leg supports and footrests, and there is generous legroom in both first and business class seats. The overall effect of space, comfort and quality is enhanced by pleasing colour schemes and subtle lighting. The in-flight catering service will satisfy even the most demanding traveller. The airline can provide anything from a simple afternoon tea to gourmet four-course meals. On one occasion, a world-famous chef was invited to come and cook in the aircraft galley. The company has identified the need for more flexibility within its fleet of 27 aircraft, and the largest planes can be configured to hold up to 130 people. The latest additions to the fleet include a 46-seat first-class aircraft and a 70-seat business-class aircraft. Each of these has two tables at the front, replacing the second row, with row one facing down the cabin. This forward area has computer terminals installed at the tables and can be curtained off to create a separate cabin, where full individual first-class table service can be provided for extra special guests. Flexibility is the key attitude that Private Air offers. The company has operated in all the major European capitals and regularly goes further afield. They are willing to consider all ideas, and the professionalism and enthusiasm of the staff assures clients of an excellent standard of service. If you would like to find out more about Private Air, you can contact their commercial department.
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
When making travel arrangements for large groups of people or particularly important clients, many companies find it convenient to charter their own plane. When you charter an aircraft, you not only hire the plane, but also the flight crew and all the in-flight services that go with it. Private Air is a company that specializes in providing this kind of service, with the choice of first-class or business-class service on board. There's no doubt, an exclusive aircraft can make all the difference in getting a trip off to a flying start. Long before your guests board, the account manager from Private Air will have discussed and agreed with you your choice of plane, destination, selection of magazines or newspapers, as well as your menu, including any special dietary needs. The company considers attention to detail as its principal selling point, and Private Air's cabin crews take pride in the standard of service they offer. They are attentive but discreet, and will always ensure that guests enjoy every moment of their travel experience. Among its satisfied clients, Private Air can boast government ministers, celebrities, and sports teams from all over the world. And when you enter a Private Air aircraft, you see and feel luxury and comfort all around you. Every first-class seat has an adjustable back recline, extending leg supports and footrests, and there is generous legroom in both first and business class seats. The overall effect of space, comfort and quality is enhanced by pleasing colour schemes and subtle lighting. The in-flight catering service will satisfy even the most demanding traveller. The airline can provide anything from a simple afternoon tea to gourmet four-course meals. On one occasion, a world-famous chef was invited to come and cook in the aircraft galley. The company has identified the need for more flexibility within its fleet of 27 aircraft, and the largest planes can be configured to hold up to 130 people. The latest additions to the fleet include a 46-seat first-class aircraft and a 70-seat business class aircraft. Each of these has two tables at the front, replacing the second row, with row one facing down the cabin. This forward area has computer terminals installed at the tables and can be curtained off to create a separate cabin, where full individual first-class table service can be provided for extra special guests. Flexibility is the key attitude that Private Air offers. The company has operated in all the major European capitals and regularly goes further afield. They are willing to consider all ideas, and the professionalism and enthusiasm of the staff assures clients of an excellent standard of service. If you would like to find out more about Private Air, you can contact their commercial department.
This is the end of task one. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to task two. Task two. In the second part of the test, you will hear an interview with a professional Instagram photographer. For questions 1 to 10, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 90 seconds in which to look at task two. Ready?
Seen through the filter of Instagram, the world is a beautiful place. 200 million people across the globe now use the photo app, sharing 60 million pictures a day. Yet, for some users, Instagram is generating more than just likes and comments. From Nike to the Namibian Tourist Board, brands and organizations are turning to the most followed users in search of a broader and younger audience and are paying extremely well for their services. Today, there are Instagram professionals, people who began using the app for fun but are now earning six-figure salaries and who are known around the world to take photos to share with their thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of followers. One of the first people to use the app for commercial means was Ashley Binder. Ashley, could you tell us how your career on Instagram started?
I got into Instagram as a 33-year-old with no experience as a professional photographer. After I had gained some popularity on the platform, I decided to email the organisers of a New York music festival, asking for a free ticket in exchange for taking photos of the event and putting them onto my feed. This proved so successful that sports brand Puma then invited me and some other Instagrammers to document the Volvo Ocean Race in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid. After several companies had approached me for their services, I set up the Mobile Media Lab, the first company established exclusively to connect the growing Instagram community with companies and brands. It proved to be clever timing. Facebook bought Instagram the following month in a $1 billion deal, and last year we generated more than $1 million in revenue.
That is an amazing success story indeed. What other events have you been asked to photograph?
Yeah, for me, the peak was being taken to France by the champagne company Veuve Clicquot on a three-day whirlwind tour to pick grapes. We stayed in the Veuve Clicquot mansion. We drank wine that was bottled before World War II. It was a completely mind-boggling experience. I was just there taking photos on my phone.
How can Instagram photographers become part of your network?
To be part of my network, Instagram photographers need a minimum of 10,000 followers each, with their value directly linked to how many likes and comments they average on their account. Demand over the past year has driven up that value radically. I remember the first job I took was something like 8 photos for $300, as we had no idea, really, of our value back then. But now we pay everybody per photo, depending on how many likes and engagements they have. The most we've paid for a single photo is $4,000. On average, an Instagrammer that's got a good 100,000 followers is consistently putting up great photos. If their audience really likes what they're doing, they can be making between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. What we see emerging here is a whole other crop of Instagrammers who are now taking this on as a career, are chasing down the jobs and commanding really high prices for their work. These are the people making upwards of $70,000 or even $100,000 a year just on Instagram. I mean, that's what I call a decent income.
What is the key to your continued success?
The key is finding jobs for Instagrammers that are really good for their feed so that it doesn't become too overly commercial and turn off audiences. Photographers can sometimes be accused of sellouts, but with all of these jobs, the photographers always keep creative control and they should know what photos are going to sit well with their audience. As a company, we tell all our Instagrammers to state clearly the source of sponsored pictures. They could, for example, mention that they are very excited about working with a certain brand, or they can use hashtags that say sponsored by.
Some people say that commercial photography on Instagram is only a passing phenomenon. What do you think?
Now, I very much doubt that. Over the past year, Instagram has really infiltrated everyday society. I mean, it's mentioned on TV, it's mentioned in the news daily. So, yeah, it's here to stay. And in terms of commercial influence, I don't even think it's reached its peak yet.
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
Seen through the filter of Instagram, the world is a beautiful place. 200 million people across the globe now use the photo app, sharing 60 million pictures a day. Yet, for some users, Instagram is generating more than just likes and comments. From Nike to the Namibian Tourist Board, brands and organizations are turning to the most followed users in search of a broader and younger audience and are paying extremely well for their services. Today, there are Instagram professionals, people who began using the app for fun but are now earning six-figure salaries and who are known around the world to take photos to share with their thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of followers. One of the first people to use the app for commercial means was Ashley Binder. Ashley, could you tell us how your career on Instagram started?
Yeah, I got into Instagram as a 33-year-old with no experience as a professional photographer. After I had gained some popularity on the platform, I decided to email the organisers of a New York music festival, asking for a free ticket in exchange for taking photos of the event and putting them onto my feed. This proved so successful that sports brand Puma then invited me and some other Instagrammers to document the Volvo Ocean Race in Abu Dhabi, all expenses paid. After several companies had approached me for their services, I set up the Mobile Media Lab, the first company established exclusively to connect the growing Instagram community with companies and brands. It proved to be clever timing. Facebook bought Instagram the following month in a $1 billion deal, and last year we generated more than $1 million in revenue.
That is an amazing success story indeed. What other events have you been asked to photograph?
Yeah, for me, the peak was being taken to France by the champagne company Veuve Clicquot on a three-day whirlwind tour to pick grapes. We stayed in the Veuve Clicquot mansion and we drank wine that was bottled before World War II. Oh, it was a completely mind-boggling experience. I was just there taking photos on my phone.
How can Instagram photographers become part of your network?
To be part of my network, Instagram photographers need a minimum of 10,000 followers each, with their value directly linked to how many likes and comments they average on their account. Demand over the past year has driven up that value radically. I remember the first job I took was something like 8 photos for $300, as we had no idea, really, of our value back then. But now we pay everybody per photo, depending on how many likes and engagements they have. The most we've paid for a single photo is $4,000. On average, an Instagrammer that's got a good 100,000 followers is consistently putting up great photos. If their audience really likes what they're doing, they can be making between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. What we see emerging here is a whole other crop of Instagrammers who are now taking this on as a career, are chasing down the jobs and commanding really high prices for their work. These are the people making upwards of $70,000 or even $100,000 a year just on Instagram. I mean, that's what I call a decent income.
What is the key to your continued success?
The key is finding jobs for Instagrammers that are really good for their feed so that it doesn't become too overly commercial and turn off audiences. Photographers can sometimes be accused of sellouts, but with all of these jobs, the photographers always keep creative control and they should know what photos are going to sit well with their audience. As a company, we tell all our Instagrammers to state clearly the source of sponsored pictures. They could, for example, mention that they are very excited about working with a certain brand, or they can use hashtags that say sponsored by.
Some people say that commercial photography on Instagram is only a passing phenomenon. What do you think?
Now, I very much doubt that. Over the past year, Instagram has really infiltrated everyday society. I mean, it's mentioned on TV, it's mentioned in the news daily, so yeah, it's here to stay. And in terms of commercial influence, I don't even think it's reached its peak yet.
This is the end of task 2. Now turn to task 3. Task 3. In the third part of the test, you will hear an interview with a married couple who run a business together. For questions 1 to 5, decide whether the statements are true or false. Correct the false ones using up to 5 key words. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at task 3. Ready?
It's a well-known fact that coping with the demands of a full-time job and family life can be tricky at the best of times. However, there are thousands of couples who share the same space 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Actually, around 70% of businesses in this country are run by families, which makes them, statistically speaking, the backbone of the economy. Although productivity does not differ markedly, what is significant is that an average lifespan of nearly 22 years for a family-run business is twice as long as the average for other companies, and with very low staff turnover of less than 15% over that period. Now, Ellen and Max Gibson run the successful Johnson Designs Limited and have been making this high-quality garden furniture for over 10 years. Ellen, what's it like working 365 days a year with your husband breathing down your neck?
Well, of course it doesn't. One of the warnings that business advisors give is that working long hours can put too much pressure on a relationship. However, provided we share the work equally, there isn't an issue. After all, we work in the same office most of the time, and so we know exactly what needs to be done. We also encourage each other to take a break now and then, and sometimes this means one of us taking a whole day off.
In fact, I once took a whole week off to play some golf in Spain, and she never complained. And then the following month, Ellen took a week off to go shopping in London.
Then I'm told that another major area of tension can be the children.
One of the decisions we made when we decided to set up Johnson Designs was to share our childcare duties. Actually, it didn't work out like that. After our second child was born, I worked part-time for a while. But basically, now we both work all the hours under the sun, and we don't have a problem because we have both learned how to juggle the demands of family and business.
Yes, we manage. Sometimes the children have to come first, and one of us, usually me, has to work all night to catch up. But not too often, though.
Do you never relax?
Of course. Max can't play golf every weekend, although he'd like to, and I've thought about getting a dog so we could go for a walk in the fresh air sometimes.
Stop right there. More work. No. What I find works best when I'm feeling really stressed is to put some music on, and then I calm right down.
So there must be something you disagree about.
Not really. I don't look after the technical side, that's Max's territory, and we have an accountant to look after the money side of things, or that could be a problem. But sometimes we don't see eye to eye on artistic matters, so we might end up having strong opinions about the best design for a garden chair or something. But I think that helps us to produce better products in the long run. Then again, I have far fewer disagreements with Max over that sort of thing than I did with my male colleagues in my last job.
Don't you miss that sort of thing? Going to the pub at lunchtime, having meals out, paid for by the company?
No, I don't. I don't miss anything, not even having a secretary.
I think on a Monday morning when there's a pile of letters to answer, I could do with that sort of help.
So what happens next?
Well, we want to extend our range, and that means concentrating on the design side of the business.
We're already increasing our exports and have had to take on more staff in the factory, and that means we don't have to do many of the everyday things.
Sounds like a perfect relationship.
It is.
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
It's a well-known fact that coping with the demands of a full-time job and family life can be tricky at the best of times. However, there are thousands of couples who share the same space 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Actually, around 70% of businesses in this country are run by families, which makes them, statistically speaking, the backbone of the economy. Although productivity does not differ markedly, what is significant is that an average lifespan of nearly 22 years for a family-run business is twice as long as the average for other companies, and with very low staff turnover of less than 15% over that period. Now, Ellen and Max Gibson run the successful Johnson Designs Limited and have been making this high-quality garden furniture for over 10 years. Ellen, what's it like working 365 days a year with your husband breathing down your neck?
Well, of course it doesn't. One of the warnings that business advisors give is that working long hours can put too much pressure on a relationship. However, provided we share the work equally, there isn't an issue. After all, we work in the same office most of the time, and so we know exactly what needs to be done. We also encourage each other to take a break now and then, and sometimes this means one of us taking a whole day off.
In fact, I once took a whole week off to play some golf in Spain, and she never complained. And then the following month, Ellen took a week off to go shopping in London.
Then I'm told that another major area of tension can be the children.
One of the decisions we made when we decided to set up Johnson Designs was to share our childcare duties. Actually, it didn't work out like that. After our second child was born, I worked part-time for a while. But basically, now we both work all the hours under the sun and we don't have a problem because we have both learned how to juggle the demands of family and business.
Yes, we manage. Sometimes the children have to come first and one of us, usually me, has to work all night to catch up. But not too often, though.
Do you never relax?
Of course. Max can't play golf every weekend, although he'd like to, and I've thought about getting a dog so we could go for a walk in the fresh air sometimes.
Stop right there. More work. No. What I find works best when I'm feeling really stressed is to put some music on, and then I calm right down.
So there must be something you disagree about.
Not really. I don't look after the technical side, that's Max's territory, and we have an accountant to look after the money side of things, or that could be a problem. But sometimes we don't see eye to eye on artistic matters, so we might end up having strong opinions about the best design for a garden chair or something. But I think that helps us to produce better products in the long run. Then again, I have far fewer disagreements with Max over that sort of thing than I did with my male colleagues in my last job.
Don't you miss that sort of thing? Going to the pub at lunchtime, having meals out, paid for by the company?
No, I don't. I don't miss anything, not even having a secretary.
I think on a Monday morning when there's a pile of letters to answer, I could do with that sort of help.
So what happens next?
Well, we want to extend our range, and that means concentrating on the design side of the business.
We're already increasing our exports and have had to take on more staff in the factory, and that means we don't have to do many of the everyday things.
Sounds like a perfect relationship.
It is.
This is the end of task 3. You now have 2 minutes to check your answers. This is the end of the listening comprehension test. Stop writing and hand in your papers.